Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm James, and I'm going to be playing the Doomed, and my character's name is John Hobb. But when he's a superhero, he goes by Puck. Let's talk about Puck. Puck is, or John Hobb, depending on where he's, whether he's wearing the costume or not. He's a boy. He's a man. He's white. He has haunted eyes and unassuming clothing, but he has a grim costume because when John Hobb is just a kid, when he's just like going about his day to day stuff, he is the son of a wealthy CEO. His mom runs a pretty well to do financial corporation.
Okay.
And his dad is a college professor, teaches English, probably Shakespearean writing.
Okay.
That sort of thing. And he attends high school. I think he's probably a sophomore or a junior.
Is he a sophomore or a junior?
He's a sophomore. Okay. He's kind of a baby. But he's just kind of like an unassuming kid. He doesn't get a lot of attention from his parents. They kind of forget that he exists a lot.
Okay.
He probably lives up in Pinnacle City.
Okay.
Maybe
they're
not
a
like,
wealthier family.
Maybe not if there's like sort of strata of wealthy families in Pinnacle City, then he's new wealthy because his parents are business people who like made their own wealth. He's not from like one of the old rich families.
Okay.
So that if there's a poorer district of Pinnacle community, then he's there. And he stole some power from some kind of an ancient god thing from the outside. Think like Lovecraftian like eyeballs and tentacle thing from another universe that was mostly slumbering, and he kind of woke it up and stole some of its powers.
Do we want to call that like an elder god, an outsider?
I called it the ancient one.
The
ancient one's probably not a great thing. It should be some kind of an elder god.
Okay.
So from those powers that he stole from this ancient thing, he can manipulate memories. That's like the core of his power. He manipulates memories. He can insert extra memories. He can remove himself from memories. He can make you think you saw something you didn't.
Nice.
And he can create little psychic constructs. They are little I described them as like centaurs. If centaurs were made of crystal and were half spider and half fairy. So they've kind of got like the lower half creepy spidery body, and then their torso has wings, and they're made of like weird crystal things.
Do they physically exist within the world when he creates them?
Yeah,
because I know they can interact with the world.
Yeah, they don't exist until he creates them.
Okay,
so it's a psychic thing. He wills them into being, and then he gives them a task, and they go do one thing.
Do they come out of him?
No.
They
spawn from there's a little like portal thing that opens up.
Cool,
and they kind of come out of that, but it's all. Because they're not actually coming from somewhere. It's part of his brain.
Okay. Perfect.
That's thinking them up and willing them into existence. And he's got some generic, just super strength, superhuman speed. Nothing extraordinary, just kind of, he's a little tougher and a little bit stronger than a typical person.
He's got that elder god blood.
He's got that elder god blood.
Yeah.
When he's just a kid going to high school, he doesn't look any different than anybody else. He blends in really well. If he never put on a mask or anything, he would never know.
Okay.
Except for the fact that one day he would just disappear.
Right.
But when he puts on the mask and becomes Puck, he becomes this like trickster god type dude. And he wears, his costume is a kind of just like a basic looking hoodie.
Okay.
But he's got antlers.
Nice.
One of the antlers is like full size and one of them is like half sized.
Okay.
So it's like one big antler, one small antler. And he's got like a plague doctor mask underneath the hood and then glowing eyes. And he goes out and he tries to be a hero because he knows that one day this ancient thing is going to find him. The thing we talked about a little bit before of this is that the it's an outsider. It doesn't perceive space and time the way we do. And so it's having trouble finding him to eat him
and get
the power back. And so it finds like events. And when he burns the brightest, that's when it can find him. And so he's trying to like be heroic. He has to be a little bit picky about when he uses his powers,
right?
Because he's got to make sure that he uses them efficiently to do good, because one day this thing is going to, like, so it's going back and it's altering time and it's removing him from the timeline in theory in the past when it can find him. And so that eventually it will eat all of his being in the past and in the future and will remove him from history and no one will remember him ever having existed.
This is one of those times that I'm like, this is really sad and really fun and I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
To just be terrible to you.
So he tries to be, so he puts on the mask as a way to hide his fear of that coming and to put on some extra bravado and to go out and do good in the world.
Perfect. I love it. Let's quickly hit what your moves were.
So his doom, for those who aren't familiar with the doomed, he's doomed. His powers are killing him because he has memory manipulation and this thing is hunting him through time and space, removing him from history so people will forget him. And the places where he burns the brightest and where the thing can find him are when he faces danger alone, when there aren't other people burning bright next to him, and when he overexerts himself. And so those will make me mark my doom chart or track, which will move me forward on that toward the doom.
Okay.
And his doom sign that he has right now is a portal. I can mark my doom track to appear in a scene because he can kind of, like, I guess, teleport around a little bit.
Or... Right. Just like bringing in those constructs.
Yep.
You can just put yourself through too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not great for you.
It's not great for me.
Yeah.
Because again, it's using the, it's that raw reality manipulation that is sort of the brightest in the mind of the ancient thing.
Right. I'm picturing kind of like it's a string between two places. And so if he catches that string,
it's probably a little bit of the, it's a little bit of the Nightcrawler thing where he pops out into the ancient one's dimension and then back into ours somewhere else. And he has a sanctuary, a place that he goes to be safe, to be protected, to be
cool,
to be like away. And it is it's a real place. It's not a psychic place. It's behind a clock tower.
Okay.
Where would there be a clock tower? It's probably a city center somewhere. It's somewhere in the midst of everything. And it's a forgotten, like it's a big, like, thing that, like, there's a clock tower, but nobody really maintains it. It's just like part of the city hall building.
Okay.
No one goes up there. It's a forgotten place. I chose three features of my sanctuary, and that they are, it has locks and traps. Mostly I was thinking that it's kind of like he spent a lot of time putting up psychic wards and constructs to protect it so that when he's there, he can hide best from the ancient thing.
Yeah.
So if he's not at his parents' home or going to school, he's probably there a lot.
So it's like crawling with fairy spiders.
Yeah.
Crystal fairy spiders.
Yeah. And he started to collect a library of ancient tomes.
Okay.
Where he's like, because this thing is an ancient god. It's been around for a while, and it goes by different names. Different peoples have different lore about it, and so he has started collecting that lore to try to learn.
Right. John Hobb is certainly not the first person to have encountered this thing.
No. And then there is an aide or an assistant in it.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that. If this place is crawling with sort of the psychic spiders, there's maybe one that is a little bit bigger. It's more like the sort of like minions that the actual ancient one might create if he were to emerge into this world.
Yeah.
But it's more humanoid. It probably looks like him a little bit, actually. And it's still like the spidery body, but it's maybe got one or two fewer legs and then a torso that looks more like him. And it's a mental construct of himself that is the most connected to the ancient thing. And so it can kind of help him think and be aware of that and track the progress of the thing that's haunting him.
Does the aide have a name?
Probably not.
Okay.
He probably doesn't. I mean,
right? Because like you're mostly part of interacting him. With him in like a really psychic way.
Yeah.
So maybe when other people start to meet him, or it, or whatever this psychic entity is, then they'll figure out a name.
Yeah.
Is your family originally from Protean City, or did you come here together when they realized that you were non-human?
They're from here. They were looking for his parents. Were looking for a place to be because again, they're new wealth. And so they were looking for a place to establish businesses. Protean City College, the university, is a big. If there was a place to go to study and write about superheroes, like it's Protean City University.
Yeah.
And so his parents came here early on, and they don't know that he has these powers at all.
Okay.
Oh.
Because again, they largely don't pay attention to him.
Great.
You said that the Doom has been kind of chasing him down and starting to pull him out of memories.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give an example of that? Like, what sort of, has that happened yet? Or is it just sort of, it's on the horizon of things that are going to happen? I guess, is there anyone who's forgotten him?
I would say that his parents' neglect borders on, he's starting to suspect that they are, like, that maybe it found him way back in the day. Like, it started finding him in history around the original incident of him going to steal the powers, which was all caused by him being neglected by his parents. And so he doesn't know for sure, but he's beginning to wonder if perhaps the fact that they don't notice that their son goes off to be a superhero every night isn't some sort of a larger...
Like he gets home from school and they're not there and they haven't made any indication that they intended for
Or even things like he didn't always get birthday parties when he was a little kid.
Right.
And at the time he assumed it was because they didn't care. But now he's like thinking maybe could this was all part of this being removed from history.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll Podcast Network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Puck is played by me, James Malloy, and I can be found on Twitter at AndTheMeltdowns. The introduction was voiced by Peter DeGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us at our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com or follow us on Twitter at Protean City. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or wherever podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.